Time to talk Troy basketball. Justin Fluke filling in for Brandon Tadman, and we're going to talk Troy girls hoops first with head coach Derek Jasper. The girls team is 3-3 coming out of the holiday break. Just wanted to ask you kind of a snapshot, coach. I know we didn't talk specifically about the game against Clifton Clyde, a loss there before Christmas, but I mean, overall 3-3, it felt like there were probably more positives than negatives, and certainly some optimism you can build from in that month of December looking back.
Yeah, very tough schedule that we played, and it's going to be the same way going forward, but we played a lot of good teams, a lot of state-ranked teams early, and played them close. We were able to win 3 and lose 3. And another weird thing is, as I was looking at our cumulative stats, is we scored like 235 points, and our opponents have scored like 235 points. So it's kind of weird there that we're 3-3, and all the stats are pretty much even across the board, and we played some really good teams. That Clifton Clyde game before break, they came in undefeated, and we had a three-point lead at halftime, and just had to put up a zero in the third quarter, you know, got beat 10-0 in the third quarter, and we've had those quarters. We've had a two-point quarter, we've had a three-point quarter, but then we've had a 25-point quarter, we've had 16, 17-point quarters, so just finding some consistency in scoring points, and we've really kind of struggled with our shooting. I thought we'd be a better three-point shooting, a better three outside shooting team than we have been so far, so hopefully some things, you know, that can come around, and we can definitely improve on our shooting just by practice.
So is that one of the main emphases you had over the Christmas break then, or what coming out of the break is you had a little extra practice time, didn't play earlier this week on Tuesday. So what were your main goals there to get in over the break practices?
It was. We said, let's really get a lot of shots up over the break. We knew we had some days to come back to school and practice to get ready for Valley Heights this Friday. So we didn't really worry about, like, anybody coming up or scouting our opponents. We just wanted to try to make ourselves better. Got a lot of shots up and tried to do quite a bit of conditioning, even though the practices were kind of spaced out. It seemed like we practiced a couple times, then had time off, then practiced a day, then had some more time off. So it was kind of sporadic, but at least it was something good we could do, is get in the gym and, hey, let's just get a lot of shots up.
You mentioned how tough the schedule is, and Valley Heights coming up on Friday, but do you like the fact that, I mean, I think every single one of your games has been decided by 11 points or less this season. Do you feel like this team's getting battle-tested and kind of learning and growing up here that should make them a little more comfortable with some closer games and bigger battles here in the second half?
Definitely. That's been a good thing. I mean, we've been in a lot of close games in the fourth quarter and a lot of close games throughout, and every one of them really pretty much, so. Definitely going to help us in the long run, I think. Definitely will help us come postseason, you know. Just want to try to keep getting better. It sure is nice to be able to come out on top of some of those, and we've been able to do that. So, record set where it should be, probably 3-3. We played a lot of good teams, and just really had a lot of close games, and I think that'll really help us down the stretch.
At Valley Heights Friday, then Troy's home game against Onega next Tuesday will be broadcast here on the MSC Sports Radio Network before the Twin Valley League tournament here in January. Coach, thanks for your time. Good to chat with you, and good luck here in your next couple games.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Justin.
Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy girls. We'll talk Trojan boys basketball next.